Let's hear more now about the 1 million people fleeing Ukraine. About half of them have crossed into Poland. We'll go to Lublin, Poland, near the Ukrainian border, where Nancy Dent of the International Rescue Committee joins us. Nancy, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Can you describe what it looks like there where you are?
Absolutely. So I arrived in Lublin today, but we've had teams on the ground here in Poland for a good few weeks now, since sort of the start of February. As you said, there's 1 million refugees who have fled Ukraine, and about 500,000 of them have arrived in Poland in the last week. So that's 500,000 people who are crossing at 8 major border points, all of which have got slightly different situations. And overall, you know, we're seeing mostly families, female-headed households. Of course, lots of the men in Ukraine have had to stay behind so that they can help defend their country. And there's very few individuals. There are some Syrians, some Afghans, Iraqi, Pakistani people, all of them, you know, in need of food, shelter, clean water, health assistance, that kind of stuff. And like I said, it's sort of different at each border point. So some might look like community halls with beds all lined up, and it's very organized. People arrive by car, they kind of stay for a couple of nights, get themselves settled, and then move on perhaps to Warsaw or other major cities in Poland where they might have families, that kind of thing. Other places are slightly more busy, crowded, you know, people are standing around waiting for the next step. There's lots of volunteers. There's a huge volunteer movement, which has been amazing. People kind of arriving on their own steam to provide hot meals, water, clothing, that kind of stuff, you know, which is great, but can often bring its own challenges. Things need to be coordinated. And, you know, sometimes vulnerable people can experience unintended harms as a result of the volunteer community. So IRC is looking to kind of help that and kind of make things more structured. One major thing that is desperately needed is information. People are arriving, you know, responsible for making their own decisions about what to do next. They've left everything behind in, you know, complete chaos. But the kind of information available changes very quickly. It comes from lots of different sources. So there's a need for that kind of coordinated, entrusted information about what people can do next, asylum procedures, available services, that kind of thing.
We've heard reports that Black Ukrainians, African students, members of the Roma have been sometimes blocked from crossing borders. Have you heard about any instances of that?
The border points that we've been scoping has had, you know, all different kinds of people from different places staying there. Obviously, seeking asylum is a human right, and it's imperative that those wishing to leave Ukraine, regardless of where they come from, are granted asylum in a non-discriminatory and safe way.
Where are people going? You said that some people are moving on to stay with family or friends elsewhere, but I can't imagine everyone has a place to go to. How are they being housed?
So some people are staying in like dormitory style settings and kind of making decisions based on what other people are doing, what the kind of information is being provided by local authorities. You know, Poland and Ukraine have got a long history. There's a large Ukrainian diaspora in Poland. So people are staying with family, friends. And I think people are just making decisions on a sort of day by day. I think people often don't know exactly where they're going to end up. And I think that's very frightening for them.
And what is the IRC, the International Rescue Committee, doing to prepare in case the conflict continues, as most people expect it to, and possibly gets worse?
Exactly. I mean, as I said before, we've been on the ground in Poland kind of scoping for worst case scenario for a good few weeks, and we're kind of facing it. We've got an amazing local organizations who work in Poland and in Ukraine who have been working with communities for a really long time. So the IRC is really kind of going to step in and help bolster the services that they're providing. That might be mental health support, that might be food support, it might be cash assistance. And then inside Ukraine, we're starting to kind of do assessments and see what the major needs in Ukraine are or will be. You know, the kind of first thing is emergency shelter, clean water, food, health assistance, that kind of thing. Trauma counselling as well. At the moment, we're sort of scoping to see where we can really help and work with those organisations who are already providing support to people in Ukraine.
Nancy Dent is with the International Rescue Committee, joining us from Lublin, Poland, near the Ukrainian border. Nancy, thank you so much and good luck.
Thank you so much.